This case contains a selection of some common breeding birds in Styria and Austria. On the left, for example, object number one is the majestic golden eagle, which appears on Austria's coat of arms. And on the top right of the case, under object number 17, you will find the elusive capercaillie. Many bird species shown in the case are rarely seen in nature. Yet in spring, the songs of ossine or songbirds, as well as the drumming of woodpeckers and other bird sounds, are for most of us an integral part of our acoustic environments. Most birds use the same range of frequencies for producing and perceiving sound as humans do, that is between 10 to 12,000 hertz. Thus, the territorial and mating songs of most bird species are audible to the human ear. In spring and early summer, during the mating and breeding season, male birds invest a lot of energy and devote most of their daily routine to singing. Male birds sing to announce their presence, identity, and territorial rights against neighbours and competitors. At the same time, they attract potential mates. Besides time and energy, singing has its costs. It attracts the attention of predators. Instead of vocal cords, songbirds have a distinct and complexly structured vocal organ, the syrinx. Some birds produce sounds not only with the syrinx or other internal organs, but use their bills to produce noises, like the well-known clattering of the white stork. Pigeons produce characteristic sounds by clapping together their wings in flight to stimulate mates and other group members to follow. At the green workbench to the left, you will be able to listen to recordings of the most prominent songs and calls of almost all native birds.